Allura Fergus today received the following letter about Canada's next Prime Minister, and some questions people should have for whoever is interviewing for the top job. I gather you are about to hire a new Prime Minister. Tough job. Good luck with it. Assuming that it's going to be either a new representative of the Liberal Party, or the current leader of the Conservative Party, may I suggest a few questions for the interview process? I know that everyone wants to get away from the one-off buzzwords and cheap sound bites that get used in campaigning. You are not idiots, to be sold a bill of goods. I know you need to hear some practical and credible specifics. I should also say that I am not a sponsor of either of these applicants, and I am not applying for the job myself. So, here goes. For Mr. Poiliev. Given that 80% of the money raised in the current carbon tax actually goes back to middle and lower income Canadians, how will dumping this revenue source, axe the tax, help them with their grocery and other bills? For a long time, nobody, including developers, has been able to either build affordable accommodation for lower income Canadians or to finance it. You want to cancel the federal government's $10 billion in housing plans, including the successful Housing Accelerator and the Housing Infrastructure Funds. How, in specific, concrete steps are you going to crack this nut? Inflation is worldwide, and it is very hurtful. There are many reasons for this. Given that what's done inside Canada has very, very little effect on the costs of groceries, clothing, furniture, and other household needs, how exactly are you going to cause inflation to decline even further than it is now doing? The Chinese and Indian governments, and likely others, have been interfering in Canada's electoral system for some time, including conservative leadership races. All other political party leaders have taken the national security clearance. Why do you still refuse to have this, especially if you wish to lead our country? Canada's oil and gas sector accounts for about 5% of the country's GDP, while accounting for some 35% of our total greenhouse gas emissions. Canada is now the dirtiest per capita polluter among the G7 nations. These are the facts, not more partisan political digs. And our world is spiraling into a climate disaster. Again, not just another opinion, a fact. What exactly, in specific concrete steps, would you do to turn this around quickly, in the next 4 years? For Madam, Mr. Liberal Party applicant. Your party has been employed by us for quite some time. We recall that you made promises, e.g. proportional representation, and did not keep them. How can you now assure your prospective employer that you will actually deliver what you undertake to deliver? Your government's communications with your former employer were less than satisfactory. What specifically, in concrete terms, can you guarantee to do to explain your proposed policies and programs in a much better fashion in the future? Your foreign policies have openly supported the illegal political occupation of territories by some countries, and the continuing breaking of several international laws by some of our so-called allies. This is not on. Can you guarantee your prospective employer that you will cease and desist from these activities, which contravene all Canadian laws and values? Given that there appears to be system-wide failure in the provision of affordable housing in this country, can you assure your prospective employer that you would credibly and transparently examine the option of the federal government re-entering the direct provision of affordable housing for Canadians, in your first year of employment? Like too many of our previous employees, the track records in achieving environmental targets, notably GHG emissions reductions, have been abysmal. Consistent failure as the crisis worsens. Why, in specific and concrete terms, should we, in essence, re-employ you to achieve critical targets in an increasingly dangerous world? Well, fellow Canadians, I hope these are useful. And more to the point, I hope you get detailed, concrete, and credible answers to all these questions before making the job offer. You've a lot at stake here, and you deserve the goods. Best wishes. David J. A. Douglas. Guelph.